COVID-19 Seattle Podcast with Dave Ross and Aaron Grinnell.
First COVID-19 vaccine tested in the U.S. has revved up people's immune systems.
Find new episodes of the podcast daily at MyNorthwest.com and on the Cairo Radio app.
On yesterday's big show, we told you that the Washington State Department of Health was going to remove hundreds of names from the COVID-19 death list because they couldn't prove that COVID-19 was related to these deaths. And now today, because of some fantastic journalism by Maxford Nelson at the Freedom Foundation, he had spent months to get the data from the Department of Health, to get the death certificate data, and he has some pretty amazing updates for that story. Maxford Nelson joins us live here on the Dory Monson Show. Great to talk with you. Appreciate the work you've been doing on this issue, Maxford.
Well, thanks, Dory. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Okay, so as I said yesterday, hundreds of names are being removed from the Department of Health. You now have some specifics on some of the people that they had classified as COVID-19 deaths. Give my listeners some examples of what the state of Washington was classifying as a COVID death.
Well, sure, Dory. Well, we reported originally back in the spring that the Department of Health's method for counting COVID deaths was to count any person who died after testing positive at some point for COVID. And we pointed out at the time that's definitely going to result in counting people who died from other factors. And Department of Health admitted at the time it was including gunshot wound victims and certain others that that even it acknowledged shouldn't be counted. And it said at the time it was going to clean up its act. It was going to start providing more details about the deaths that it attributes to COVID-19, and they never did. So we launched this multi-month investigation, and it took us that long just to pry the data out of the Department of Health to look at the completed death certificate information behind the numbers that Department of Health is reporting. And what we found was quite shocking. I mean, we found cases of people who on the death certificates died from meth abuse, meth overdose, from alcoholic liver disease. There were several cases of death certificates in which the certifier completing the death certificate noted that the person had COVID in the past but had recovered before they died. Circumstances in which people died from, particularly a number of elderly individuals, died after a fall and sustaining blunt force injuries in a fall. They were counted as COVID deaths because they'd been previously exposed or had a history of COVID-19. Another elderly woman who, according to her death certificate, was asymptomatic at the time she died. And the death certificate did not suggest that COVID was what caused her death. Dozens and dozens of cases like that, Dory, that show up once we were actually able to review the actual death certificates.
Well, and you have two specific ones, a 79-year-old woman, a 92-year-old woman. The only reference to COVID-19 on their death certificates was that they had recovered from the virus before they passed away, and yet the state of Washington listed them as COVID-19 deaths.
Correct. Well, and our analysis also discovered that there were 170 death certificates that the Department of Health attributes to COVID-19 that made no reference to the virus whatsoever, anywhere, in any capacity. And yet all of those are attributed to, or at least were attributed to, COVID-19 by the Department of Health.
When I talked to you when you first broke the story last spring, Maxford, Jay Inslee had a press conference right about the same time. He was asked about the story you broke about how they were counting people who didn't have COVID as COVID deaths. And I don't remember Jay Inslee's exact words. He suggested that you were from Pluto or Saturn or what did he? Didn't he say something like that about you back then?
He did. We were accused by the governor of fanning these flames of conspiracy from the planet Pluto.
Yeah, that's right. And now you have been completely vindicated. So I have to ask the question, since you've been studying this for as long as you have, what do you think the state of Washington's motivation has been and continues to be to greatly exaggerate the number of COVID-19 deaths?
Well, that's an interesting question, Dory. And as I've gotten further into this issue and studied it more in detail, here's what I think is going on. And there are conflicting purposes and uses for this data. On the public health side of the equation, I don't think it's unreasonable for public health officials to cast a very wide net when trying to determine whether a death may have had some role to COVID. This is a new disease. We haven't dealt with it before. It makes sense that you would want to flag any potential death that may have anything to do with COVID for the purposes of studying it later or getting more information. Right. Where the problem comes is when state officials like Governor Inslee or even the Department of Health, which puts this out in daily emails, when they say this is the number of people who have died because of COVID-19. And that's really the problem, is the state is ascribing greater confidence to the number that it's putting out than is really justifiable. Again, I don't have a problem with the state casting a wide net if they just want to collect a bunch of data to review and cite. But that approach absolutely inflates the numbers of actual deaths, and it shouldn't be the one number that the state officials repeatedly use and cite as the definitive number of people who have died because of the virus. It's just not defensible.
Well, especially when Jay Inslee over and over and over again has used the number of deaths as his rebuttal to anybody who pushes back against whether it's the economic shutdown or any of the other restrictions that he's been imposing on the people. And Jay Inslee's answer to all of that is, well, then you don't care about the whatever the number is, 700, I don't know what the number is, people who have died in our state. And he uses that number as a cudgel against anybody who challenges any of, you know, what many of us believe to be government overreach attached to this. And so to me, that's the motivation for why they exaggerate this number.
Well, he's certainly in a position, state officials are certainly in the position where they have to justify some very extreme actions that they have taken to fight COVID-19. And those actions themselves have inflicted a great deal of harm on Washingtonians, on our businesses, on our social lives, on our economy. The state government is going to be dealing with some of the fallout from those decisions when they have to write a budget next year. And so this is, you know, some sweeping action that the state has taken. And so I think you're right. There is a tendency to try and make the harm from COVID itself look as extreme as possible to better justify the decisions that the state has taken in response. But I have to say, Dory, there is nothing more sobering, at least if just from a very personal level, going through thousands upon thousands of death certificates over the last few weeks and months. That's a very sobering experience. And every death is tragic, and we should be taking this seriously. But we can't evaluate the cost of the lockdowns, the cost of the state's responses to COVID-19, if we can't accurately evaluate the harm done by COVID the virus. And so it's just that much more critical that we have good data from the state about what's going on and the harm caused directly by the virus. And unfortunately, we just have not been able to get that from the Department of Health so far, at least when it comes to the COVID-19 deaths.
Well, and I'm going to add one more group to the ones you listed that have been most affected by the government shutdown, and that's our children. I just think that it is absolutely criminal that our children, I think they're going to have PTSD after a year of no socialization and, you know, not getting out of the house. We know that a lot of kids are suffering from abuse as we see domestic violence skyrocketing. And every time somebody like me questions it, they say, well, if we open up the schools, the kids could bring that home to their grandma. And okay, fine. But kids are not transmitters of the disease, according to Dr. Fauci. And the number of deaths is greatly exaggerated by the state of Washington. So they just seem to be using this to justify what I perceive to be unjustifiable policies right now. And I find that to be reprehensible. It's great talk with you again, Max Herden. I tell you what, the journalism you've done on this right from the start has been absolutely fantastic. And now that you have a specific list of causes of death for people that the state have listed as COVID-19, this is indispensable information. I hope everybody in the local media picks up on what you're covering here.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a chance to help get the word out and you know, give this issue the attention that it deserves, and hopefully the rest of the local media follow suit.
Yep, absolutely. All right, if they want to see more, your website is freedomfoundation.com.
Freedomfoundation.com. Yep, it's right up on our homepage.
Okay. There you go, freedomfoundation.com. Max Nelson, great stuff, Max. Thanks for coming on with me today.
My pleasure, Dory. Thank you.
Okay, so there you go. State of Washington greatly exaggerating COVID deaths. Why do you think that is? Shoot me a text, 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I'm with my good friend Steve Teichler from Best Mortgage. And Steve, how has the coronavirus affected your business?
Well, Dory, I'm recording this commercial on my phone. And that's how we're handling all of our business at Best Mortgage. We are fully staffed and ready for your calls.
And Steve, I know you specialize in reverse mortgages, which is a complicated program. How do you like to communicate that to your customers?
Well, even before this social distancing, I've been doing a lot of my reverse mortgage consultations over the phone because, quite frankly, a lot of seniors don't like driving all the way into my office. You still get the same honest advice you can trust in a no-pressure, no-obligation consultation where I discuss all of your options and make sure the reverse mortgage is right for you. And more importantly, I'll tell you when it's not right for you.
Best Mortgage are the ones I trust for myself, for my family, and I know they will give you honest advice you can trust. Give them a call or a text at 425-649-6000. Best Mortgage, 425-649-6000.